Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bill O'Brien is a learned NFL head coach. He went to Brown. He coached with the New England Patriots. And now he's about to undertake a new challenge.
Case is a really good quarterback. He started two games for us here and one, you know, helped us win two games. Baltimore and Jacksonville, so I guess I'll have to read his book.
But can Texans fans actually trust a man who claims he'll read the number 8,200-and-somethingth ranked book on Amazon? One that goes over the career of a guy who's like 30 years old?
I'll have to order that on Amazon.
Bill O'Brien needs to read religious motivational books to motivate himself. Needs to resign as head coach of the Houston Texans.
This advertisement was paid for by people who send letters to Greg Williams to hire him as head coach.
Pretty good, Paul. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I love it. Pauly G.
That's good stuff right there.
As good as all these folks trying to say that Cleveland's going to upset the Chiefs this weekend. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
Who's saying that, Figgy?
Hugh Jackson's stepchild.
You see him wearing the pullover today?
I thought that was Hugh Jackson. I thought Hugh Jackson.
Oh, really? You did?
Yeah, I did. Because they're both black. Yes, they are both black.
I hadn't noticed Hugh Jackson coming in the car.
I hadn't noticed.
I picked him up and I called him Hugh. So
you did too?
Yeah. Yeah. He looks more like Romeo Crennel, though. Nice car! And I think the pullover was more from Romeo's era. So
this is getting ugly, man.
That's fantastic.
713-572-4610. It is the segment that has the entire country, entire city going nuts.
Everybody.
In the loop, think tank, call in. Tell us what you think. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Nobody cares. You're on the think tank. Go.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'm the guy that normally calls in about Bill O'Brien's goatee needing a Brazilian wax, but I just wanted to make the point. If you look back on all our draft history, even though we didn't have a first and second this year, the bottom half of the draft still turned out better than a lot of other teams at the top of the draft.
All right, thanks, man.
Was he going to start crying? I feel like he was starting to get choked up there.
He was a little mm-hmm. nervous. It's okay, man. Thank you very much.
That's true.
We're fine with it.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
You're on that thing. Leading off is hard.
It is.
Remember the guy early on, real quick before we get to you, there was a guy early on when we were together that called in and we gave him a hard time because he was reading his take to us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met him on the elevator the other day. He won a contest. And he was like, I really did do that. And
that was awesome.
I told him, I said, we didn't have a problem with it. We're just commenting about it. He goes, it's because I want to get it all in. I was nervous. So people do get nervous.
Good.
I get
it's all
it.
Good. Yeah. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that the reason that Landry likes Spreeze is because he eats them with ranch dressing.
Oh, that would be disgusting.
No, you would do it.
That would be disgusting.
You would do it.
You know what you should try to do? I made a bet with somebody. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, mm-hmm. but the loser of the bet had to eat half M&M's, half Skittles at the same time.
I would do that.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you would think it would be.
No, it doesn't sound bad at all.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Lopez gives out king size candy bars to compensate for what's going on in that massage room.
Damn. That's a good take. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think Matt Patricia looks like a dirty D hobo with spam and beans in his beard that shouldn't be commenting on anybody's professionalism.
I missed some of that.
I don't really understand a word you just said. Something about professionalism and diamond D's, mm-hmm. maybe?
Diamond D's?
Listen, I talk fast. All right,
just keep the phone a little bit away from your mouth.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you do?
I mean, it felt like there was a well-thought-out
thing. No, I feel bad.
It sounded like he put some thought into it, but, you know, when you're talking like this under your cubicle desk, I really can't understand what the hell you're saying.
Yeah, just hold the phone a little bit further away from your mouth.
I didn't get it.
Come on.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think it was pretty awesome to hear my boy Cody Stutz on ESPN Radio last night.
Okay. Yeah. Good job, man. That's awesome. You're on the think tank. Go.
Some of these people be doing way too much with their Halloween costumes in the office.
Yeah, they are.
Good take.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they did.
Very true. You're on the think tank. Go.
This FedEx Henry here. I think I got visited by the ghost of Earl last night. I know that boy Tyler Irvin never made it to the house when the street lights was on. Ain't that right, Figgy? And on top of that, I fear I'm going to wake up to a mugshot, a Lopez, and a Christina Aguilera shirt. Please, somebody help him.
He just went, I think I know I fear on us.
That was awesome.
That was fantastic.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
Hello.
All right, so let me fill you in, boys. In the last 48 hours, here's what's done happened to me. I done got me a raise, and the old lady gave me the boot. Can you believe this? I was about to say it. I ain't going to say it because I done got in trouble for saying something like that before. All I need to know, that's what I'm telling you. This is what I think. I think I'm going to be laying so much pipe this weekend, I'm going to have to ice my balls.
Hey, guy.
You're on the Think Tank.
I think sometimes you need those fruity candies like Twizzlers and Smarties, but not Spree, because sometimes you need a break from chocolate candy. And I also think that nobody is talking anymore about how the NBA rigged Game 6 and 7 of the Western Conference Finals.
No, they're still talking about that.
I don't get the rig talk, man. I don't get the rig talk.
I don't know that we ever talked about that to begin with.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta-san, and I think I could listen to Justin Reed read Demaryius Thomas's Twitter page all day, every day.
He just lets the game come to him.
Yes, he does.
He just lets the game come to him.
He's the most topical loophole we have. And really, right now, he's the most consistent because a lot of guys have dropped off.
Yeah.
Think Tank, dang, we ain't heard from him in almost 2 weeks.
He's consistent, man. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I'm sorry if you...
Bro, you got to get out of the snowmobile.
Cricket Wireless ain't walking through that door.
You got to get out of the snowmobile, my
Seriously.
Man. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think kids are dumb because if you want candy that bad, just steal your mom's car and her credit card and go to the store and hurry back real quick.
Easy, man.
Yikes.
Easy, man.
That's a great
man.
Idea.
No, it's
That's
not.
An awful
it's
idea.
Really not a great idea.
Who does that?
Easy. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the Texans are clicking when they need to be clicking.
I think you're right.
There you go.
Short
be
better
sweet.
A little later.
Short and sweet.
Nice breeze. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hola, López.
Hey, man.
Hey, Vato, when you go out to see Christina later on this evening, and the way you're talking about them tickets you got, you're that close. Turn into Gibson and give her a wolf for us. And tell her, you know, Vato, orale.
You're on the Think Tank.
Oh,
go.
Man.
My goodness.
Yes, I was going through my kids' candy bag, and this card said for me to call in. For a free 30-minute massage, can I get that tomorrow?
Oh, that's creative.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think John Lopez invites Christina Aguilera to his massage room tonight.
Well,
that's a given. What would you, real quick, before we return,
mm-hmm.
what would your wife do if you brought Christina Aguilera back to the house?
I don't think she'd like it.
Would she be okay?
No, she wouldn't be okay.
She wouldn't help?
No.
It's got Palace Inn written all over it.
No.
Do you take Christina Aguilera to the Palace
Here's the thing, real quick. Christina Aguilera has two kids that she's traveling on her tour with. That's why she's touring, because they're old enough to travel with her.
Oh.
She took them trick-or-treating somewhere yesterday.
Here in Houston? Bro, that doesn't,
have,
stop,
right?
that doesn't stop a lot of moms from doing their business, dude.
No. I'm saying she probably took her kids trick-or-treating in Houston last night.
No, she didn't.
Why not?
Why would she do that?
Because kids have to trick
She's
or treat.
She's got to take her kids trick or treat.
They're like 9 and 4 or something like that. They have to trick or treat.
No
she
doubt.
Took them somewhere.
No doubt.
She or didn't she, come get no big size candy bar.
She could have come out to Walden, man.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I had something for her.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Redo. I think Matt Patricia looks like a dirty bee hobo with spam and beans in his beard. And shouldn't be commenting on anybody's professionalism.
Oh, okay.
Remember he talked
that
to the
sense. There you go.
To the reporter, right?
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think too many people had way too much candy last night. It might have been spiked.
Spiked?
It might have been spiked. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Razor blades.
Go.
Hello?
I think if the Rockets keep losing at this rate, next year's first round draft pick is going to be real valuable. Jeremiah, you a genius.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think we all think that bringing Carmelo in was a nice idea, but not pointing any fingers, it could have been done better.
I don't think we all thought that.
We don't
that.
All think that.
Yeah, I damn sure didn't think that.
I mean, I tried to feel good about it after it happened.
I damn sure didn't.
Right.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think DeAndre Hopkins won Halloween with his costume last night.
Yeah, it was great.
What was he dressed up as?
Justin Reed agrees.
Avatar.
Justin Reed agrees. I'll pull up.
It
Justin
was really
Reed
good.
On it.
Really, really good.
Justin Reed described it very, 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 very mm-hmm. well. Just like Justin Reed could describe anything well. I mean, that dude.
He's
here. He is right here. Here's Justin Reed describing Nuke's Halloween costume.
D-Hop was the Avatar, man. He had it spot on. He had the body paint all the way down. He already kind of has a hair for it, and he had someone do the style like they did in the movie. It was one of the sickest costumes ever. And then I saw JD beat Freddy Krueger, and that was pretty sick, too.
Pretty sick. Five more. Let's finish strong.
Yeah.
This has been better than the last few
days. Yeah, it has.
We're recovering nicely, but five more. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think John Lopez needs to bring Christina Aguilera some of his OG sauce.
The OG sauce goes hard, dude.
It's
good. The OG sauce goes hard. That barbecue sauce, man, I'll tell you what. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think you need to do a weekly segment called Thankful Thursdays featuring Demaryius Thomas tweets as well as other nuggets of wisdom from loopholes and staffers.
It's a good idea.
Can you write that down, Fred? I know you write everything down. Can you write that down?
The weekly
Thankful Thursday.
Thankful Thursday, Demaryius
That's
Thomas.
That's actually perfect.
Inspired.
I'm a fan of that. I'm a big fan of that. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I have the right number. This is Walgreens for Jay Lopez. Your blue pills are ready for pickup.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I'm leaving tomorrow to make the drive to Denver to go watch the Texans.
Oh, good.
And
deal.
I think I need some recommendations, man, of where to some good hiding spots on the way back in case I get stopped from the dispenser.
I don't think you can do that.
Just hit me up at Landry Locker. I might be able to help you. I think I can figure something out.
Okay.
I can figure something out.
All right.
Just get at me.
By the way, no, and you guys are right. Our boy, DeAndre Hopkins. Look, his avatar
ridiculous.
Was off the chain.
It was Balled ridiculous. Yeah.
Golden Tate's wife is hot, too.
No, duh.
Anyway.
All right, you got the final word. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think Bill O'Brien is pumped because his favorite wide receiver screen pass play is going to work with Demaryius Thomas's blocking ability.
You know what? Nobody's talking about that.
Nobody's talking about that.
His blocking ability on that pass.
Want one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
let's go. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Come on, you stupid idiot, man.
You're a moron, dude.
You're better than that. One more.
Nah, we're out on that. That's it. Come on, man. If you're gonna suck, just suck. Don't ruin it for everybody else.
did you have to dump him?
Yes.
I didn't hear it either.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's a good way to end it. Henry Thomas, you're in studio. Give us an I think in the think tank the right way.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna kill you guys about that early segment on this feel good, ha ha, rub my back moment of
the Demaryius Thomas.
Oh my goodness,
like oh, man, that's inspiring.
Thank you, Thursday,
that's
Thankful
inspiring.
Thursday. Oh my goodness,
Thankful
yeah.
Thursday. Do you have better pearls of wisdom?
I got pearls, but they're not wisdom.
Do you think players are too much in their feelings these days?
Everybody is. I mean, it's the culture, it's the society, it's the way everything's turned. Everybody's in their feelings now. I mean, you can't. You know what? I kept the lights off while I was bowling, so I didn't get to do trick or treaters. But the porch light was off.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know what? These little bastards not gonna bother me today.
Man, bring in the hate before he's even officially on.
That is the pride of the fofo, the one, the only Henry Thomas, joining us as he will each and every Thursday throughout the regular season. Now that your Houston Texans are feeling pretty good about things, we'll get Henry's thoughts on this pass rush, this game on Sunday, and of course the Demaryius Thomas trade as well. Lots to get to. Don't you go anywhere. Final hour of the program. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.